Welcome everyone. I'll open our October council meeting for the town of Bassendean. Yalak Kadij Nija Puja Bal Vajak Nga Puja Yalak Mini. Sorry, I really butchered that, but just acknowledging the traditional owners of the land that the town of Bassendean was founded on, other Vajak Nga people, and to just acknowledge our ongoing respect for the Wajak people and their contribution to our community here in the town of Bassendean. Just to remind everybody that our meeting, as per usual, is not only recorded but live streamed so that members of our community can access the decisions of council more easily. Item two is announcements. I just wanted to bring to everyone's attention the fact that we'll be having a special council meeting next week, so scheduled for Wednesday, the 4th of November, and the special meeting is for council to consider endorsing the draft local planning strategy and scheme that's been prepared by the staff in response to the feedback we've received from Bassendean Our Future. And the decision for council is whether to endorse the documents for submission to WAPC, seeking consent to advertise the documents to our community for further feedback. Attendance is, we have everybody present. Are there any applications for leave from councillors? Councillor Hamilton?
I'm not sure whether it's from tomorrow or the following week, but it'll be a week.
Okay.
Say from tomorrow, but it may be delayed until the week after.
And will you be here for the special council meeting next week?
Yes, I will make myself here for that.
Thank you. Anybody else? Okay, so moving on to item four, which is declarations. Are there any declarations of interest from councillors? Item five is presentations or deputations. So last week we had a deputation on item 12.2 during the briefing session, which is the report on One River Street in Bassendean. There haven't been any requests for further deputations this week. Item six is statements by members of the public on agenda items. Is there anybody that would like to make a statement? Item 7 then is questions from members of the public. Are there any questions from members of the public this evening?
Yes, can we also make statements?
Oh, that was just the offer a moment ago, but we can allow you to make a statement. So if you'd like to come up to the microphone, that would be fantastic, because then that will allow your statement to be recorded through the system. And if you just wouldn't mind stating your name for the record.
My name is Michael Brewer. I brought my daughter along here just to change the dynamic a little bit. You may recognise her. She's in the video that I sent to you earlier this week. I'm also here to just ask Jai if there's anything, or any of the other councillors, if there's anything else you need in the report other than you've asked for the kitchen an assessment of the assets, so the items within the kitchen and what's working and what's not. So that's an open question. And I just wanted to share some of the work that Amico has done in the community. Is this microphone working, by the way?
It's for recording purposes, not projection.
Okay, yeah. Great. So when Amico was in about year three, are you happy to come up and talk as well? Year four? Yeah, can you come up and explain it? So basically, Amico, as a young child, was interested in drama. There wasn't anything happening in the local community, and so she got together with her friends. And you want to tell them what happened and how parents supported you in that?
Sure. I'll just state my name. My name's Miko Ball. In year four, I started getting really into drama. So, and I really wanted something to do in, like, the local area, because the closest drama was, like, Maylands, and I wanted something to do over the holidays, where I didn't have to travel, if my parents didn't want to take me and stuff. So I got together with some friends, and we went up to Cyril Jackson, and they have a really good theatre there and some really nice people who lent it to us. And I created this script from Merlin, the TV show, and then we performed it for, like, friends and family and stuff, and it was really fun, yeah. And the parents helped out by, like, supervising us and stuff. And it was fun because it was, like, really close in the local area, and it would be nice to have some more opportunities to do stuff like that within, like, our area.
The following year, Amico wanted to do a more professional play because that one was performed outside. So she inquired as to whether she could use 50 Old Perth Road for that purpose, but unfortunately she was rejected. However, Cyril Jackson were excellent and they gave her the professional theatre. So a whole group of kids went into that theatre, they called themselves the Kids Co, and they did a performance of David Walliams, Demon Dancers, for the public. So I just wanted to let you know that there is community activities happening within the town, and then we didn't want to waste anyone's time today, we just wanted to like share stories that perhaps you haven't heard from within the community. And just any comments back to Amico based on the video that I sent would be welcome, but otherwise we'll let you get on with your business with River Road and other matters. So any questions for us, otherwise we'll disappear. Oh, and just the last point, I will be preparing a report. I've prepared a report which you will get this week. It will include items in the kitchen that are working and not working, covering costs and benefits. Is there anything else that people would like to see in that report?
Would you be comfortable for us to consider that and provide some feedback via email?
I would love that.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to suggest. So in the formal meeting context, we're not really able to do the back and forward under our meeting procedures, local law. But if councillors have things that they would like to request, maybe you can send an email in the next couple of days to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got my email address. It's an open offer. Otherwise, you just get the report at the end of this week.
Beautiful. Thank you, and thank you for coming and sharing your story with us. Okay, so item 8 is petitions, which there have been none. So moving on to item 9, which is the confirmation of minutes. Councillor McWilliam, you had a typo error in the minutes that you wanted to bring to staff's attention.
Yeah, it's in 16.1, just the misspelling of Mr. Brewer's name. It's missing an R, so it's in the minutes as GAU, which it should be GRAU. If that could be amended, please.
GRAU. Was that the only...
Is that just how you spell it? GRAU?
Yeah.
Okay. Was that the only correction?
That's the only correction. Yes.
Okay. All right, so the staff have noted that correction. So do we have a mover for 9.1A that the minutes of the meeting on the 29th of September be received? Councillor Barty, I just forgot your surname for a moment, and Councillor Hamilton seconded. All those in favour? Carried unanimously, and 9.1b that they're confirmed as an accurate record, moved by Councillor Barty, seconded Councillor McLennan. Anybody against? Okay, so that is carried. Item 10 is business deferred, which there is none. So item 11 is the external committee reports. There are reports from the EMRC Ordinary Council meeting, the abridged minutes on the 17th of September, and the delegates report from the same date. Do we have a mover to note those minutes? Councillor Hamilton moved, seconded by Councillor Barty. Anybody against? So that is carried. So item 12 is reports. So 12.1, these are the reports that I've currently got coming out on block. We have 12.2, 12.6, 12.7, 13.1, 13.2, 16.1 and 16.2. Are there any others, Councillor
Vandra? Thank you, Worship. Not needing to come out of en bloc, but I'd like to ask a question just very quickly. Just in the calendar, I just note that there's not the external committees as part of the calendar, like East Metro on the 26th of November and airports. Are we no longer putting the external committees as part of the calendar?
Are they open to members of the public?
I believe they are.
Okay,
well, that certainly East Metro would be open to the public.
I'm happy to follow that up.
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Are there any other reports that councillors want to take it out on block? Okay. In that case, I have a mover to carry the remainder on block. Councillor Hamilton moved, seconded by Councillor Barty. Anybody against? So that is carried. Now, councillors, the first report is 12.2, and I'd like to move that we defer this to later in the agenda and consider it behind closed doors, just because of the personal circumstances that it relates to. Is there a second for that? Councillor Hamilton, is there anybody against? Councillor Gangell, do you want to debate?
Oh, I'm happy to debate, yeah.
No, let's not. Is that okay? Let's put it to the vote then.
It's a procedural motion.
Yeah. Kind of. All those in favour? Okay, so that is carried. Councillor Gangell against. So we'll go to item 12.6. This is the adoption of Town of Bassendean Corporate Business Plan. Can I just ask our CEO to maybe give us an update of anything that has been
changed since the briefing session?
The changes have actually been highlighted in red throughout the corporate business plan. So just on page 19, there are a number of changes to incorporate some additional projects. Some of this was realigning them from other sections. So projects like Mary Crescent, Wetlands, Sandy Beach, Ashford Flats and the Foreshore Plan for Point Reserve. So it was more a better fit. The public health plan over the page, we've just incorporated mental health. And this is something that's still being scoped. And then if we have a look at page 23, we've also incorporated an implementation component for the emissions reduction strategy. So there'll be one for the organisation and another for the community. And we've also brought forward the strategy for the community to 21-22 from the following year. We've also incorporated on page 24 embedding sustainability consistent with our One Planet Living principles as a key consideration in essentially everything we do, so planning, policies, reports, etc. Also on page 24, we're exploring green power for town facilities, battery storage, and we've also now included power purchasing agreements. On page 26, we've incorporated Point Reserve as part of that assessment of the river and foreshore condition. And also on page 27, a rolling program for living streams, which will need to be incorporated in the long-term financial plan. Page 28, incorporated biodiversity corridors under the tree planting program. And also page 29, exploring and advocating redevelopment of Wilson Street car park and civic community buildings. Design and deliver the Success Hill spillways incorporated on page 31, so the query. Minor changes to audit all facilities and lease hire agreements prior to expiration on 32, those extra words. And then on page 41, we've just added the words create and in front of model agreed values and behaviours in everything we do. We've also incorporated, we've repeated developer heritage agreement or shared approach to maintain and share Noongar history, stories and culture from the previous page, as we thought it also aligned to maintaining and sharing the historical stories of the town of Bassendean. Wasn't just around the European history, but also the Noongar history as well. And also a review of the RELAX program on page 45.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any questions for the staff on this item? Cathy Hamilton?
Thank you for the chair. I do want to, first of all, I'd like to thank the staff and the CEO for putting so much work and to also putting in some of the feedback from the councillors. That's it's great, it's collaboration, you know, it's best. But I do want to query something. I have queried an email to you. To my mind, 7.2.3 and 7.3.1 under strategies, it looks like there may have been a copy and paste error in the document. Now, I know that you've gone back to the strategic community plan and that's how it's appearing in that document as well, but when you read the headings, 7.2 heading is create a community closely connected to its history and heritage, 7.3 heading is engage the community in arts and culture. But if you read 7.3.1, it obviously refers to history, which to me appears to be a little bit of an error. So I'm just going to bring it to your attention in the hope that when we revise documents we can look at that. But I don't believe in my email I actually articulated clearly what I was getting at. So apologies for that. And that's about it, really.
No, thanks, Councillor Hamilton. I must admit, when we look at the various key areas and objectives, there is some overlap between some of the strategies that have been identified.
Okay.
Thank you.
I suppose I should ask another question about your response, which I've only just read. So,
is this in response to your proposed amendment that you sent?
Yes. So,
would you just like to make sure all councillors know what amendment you're referring to?
So the amendments in front of you all, I think it's relatively innocuous. It's only two of the items where I've added literally half a sentence to each one. But the CEO has recommended that the amendment that I've suggested for 7.3.1 would better sit under 1.2.3. I'm not sure that I understood that section 7.3 you've got here that relates to the management, the acquisition and management of art, public art, and percentage of public art policy. I actually didn't perceive that in that strategy, so I find that a little bit confusing. And I don't know if anyone can explain that to me, because I've gone back and read the strategic community plan as well, and I didn't pick that up from that either.
Yeah.
So,
I might actually ask Mr. Gibson. He is across the few policies that we have in terms of Council's public arts policy framework, and they've probably been developed over the years and perhaps not as clear and aligned as possible.
Through you, Madam Mayor. That's an accurate summary. We have three policies relating to art, two council policies and a local planning policy. None of those policies have been reviewed recently, and I suppose as part of our broader review of our suite of policies, it's appropriate to look at those as well. There's probably an opportunity to make them a bit more contemporary and also consolidate some of the provisions so that we can have one or two policies, but certainly not three. And I suppose the action that we're proposing to take is just that. Review the policies, bring them to a council workshop if need be, and ultimately have council adopt an amended one or two policies and revoke perhaps one or maybe two others. That seems to be a reasonable fit with the strategy contained within the CBV.
Thank you.
Does
that answer your question,
Yes. So, if I say what I'm trying to achieve, would you be able to perhaps direct me? Because in that amendment that I've put in, I've got review Council's public art policy framework to facilitate delivery of new and innovative cultural and arts projects. So the whole intent of that amendment is to try and invigorate the variety of the projects that we engage in. I understand that this is not for this year, that would be from the following year onwards. So I had inserted that into 7.3.1, but the CEO has indicated that would be better placed in the other category that relates to grants and sponsorships. So,
which number was that one, Councillor Hamilton?
The 1.2.3. So basically what I'm trying to achieve with this amendment is a shot in the arm to arts and culture so that we actually diversify what we're doing. Sorry if I've thrown a spanner in the works.
So you're proposing that the additional words to facilitate delivery of new and innovative cultural and arts projects be included at the end of 7.3.1, is that right?
Yes. Yep. It's in the category that is under projects actions, the second column.
Do the staff have any concerns with that wording going in at 7.3.1, Councillor Hamilton, Mr. Mover?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I suppose the question is, when the council refers to the variety of projects we engage in, is that referring specifically to public art projects and only public art projects? Because I suppose the implication of having that that wording in that section is that it's limited to public art. If the intention is for broader application, it would probably sit well in the section one.
Broader.
Yep. So
okay, fine. So I will take your advice and change that to the section that the CEO has recommended, which is 1.2.3.
Okay, so councillors, we've got an officer recommendation for this item, which is to adopt the corporate business plan as written. Councillor Hamilton is planning on making an amendment, is that correct?
Well, I could move the officer recommendation like with that those amendments.
Yep. Would you like to do that and let us know what the other amendment you might be proposing is?
Okay. So, sorry, I just have that. So basically, my amendment is as written, except for the last part, where it changed from section 7.3 to section 1.2, item 1.2.3, and then it is the wording as indicated.
Section 1.2, does that still say engage the community in arts and culture, or should that say something?
No, the objective at the top of that column is 1.2. That's section 1.2. Then you scroll down to the items, and you've got items 1.2, 1 through to 5. So the CEO has advised that it should go into 1.2.3.
As a separate action?
As a separate action.
Yep. Okay, and the other proposal, Councillor Hamilton?
It basically was the first part of the one, which is section 2.6, which is about the creation of more green and shaded town. Item 2.6.1, under projects and actions, develop longer-term tree planting and biodiversity corridors program, which is already in there, inclusive of a reporting framework to council on rates of survival, stroke, mortality, stroke health.
So the CEO has indicated that there's no concern from the staff with those amendments. Hold on a second. So I'm happy to second the corporate business plan with those amendments. Councillor Quinton, did you have something to say?
Well, it can't. I've just issued that it can't be as attached because there are changes. Those amendments.
Yeah.
But I wonder if I might be able to make an amendment as well, or can I make that as a separate amendment?
Yes, you can propose it as a second amendment.
Okay. No, I have my own amendment.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, good. Okay. So I would propose that we change on page 29 of the attachments under objective 3.1, support the town centre to thrive. And the last point there, explore and advocate for redevelopment of Wilson Street car park and civic community buildings to include a community hub and child health centre.
Any comment from the staff on that amendment?
We do actually have community buildings in there, and I guess just thinking about what a child health centre would incorporate, I'm just wondering whether there's some scoping work that needs to occur before this gets incorporated.
Yeah, so this was a question I asked when I provided my feedback.
Yeah.
Where would we put, because there's no mention of a child health centre, it seems to have dropped off the agenda completely. So I asked for your advice and I couldn't find it in your notes that you returned to me. So if it's not going to be there, would you make a suggestion or can we include a line in there, its own line, that we incorporate into the town centre? Support the town centre to thrive and have its own dot point that says investigate a site for a community hub and child health centre.
Okay, I guess my only concern is the purpose of the corporate business plan is to align our resourcing to actual projects we have on our books. So we could certainly explore anything, but what we're actually doing is redirecting staff resources to these things, and I guess we actually don't have a project on our books at the moment for a infant health centre.
Okay, sorry, this is why it would be really helpful that this was done in a workshop, because there is a child health centre. We have been working on it for the past 5 years and it's just been scrapped. So we do have a project. It is on the books. It was funded. We haven't made a decision on Surrey Street yet, and we haven't got a replacement for where that child health centre will be. So it needs to be incorporated into this corporate business plan, otherwise it will be lost, and that is my fear. It will be lost forever. So can we either defer this to a workshop, or is there some way that we can incorporate it into this corporate business plan?
Can I just ask, because when I read this, when it said community buildings, I took that to read exploring all of the buildings in the town centre that we own. So, you know, we've got over the road here, the seniors, the child health clinic. I read that to mean that as part of this town centre planning process, we'll be looking at all of those.
That's correct. So part of the process is to decide on the community amenity. So rather than being prescriptive about what that looks like, allowing the current process to determine what that might look like within the town centre, and then council would be informed as to what type of amenity we're seeking.
So what happens if through that process the infant health clinic doesn't feature but it's still a priority for council and the community? How do we get that to be... Because I see the point at sort of waiting until we know what the plan is for the town centre, but we don't want to lose it completely, as Councillor Quinton has
absolutely
suggested.
And the infant health centre is one of the strategic sites that has been identified in the town centre master plan project. And I guess this project seeks to determine what the community amenity will look like in the town centre.
So I'd like to move an amendment that we include as a dot point, explore and advocate for a child health centre within the town centre.
So Councillor Quinton has moved that amendment. Councillor Wilson, sorry, I haven't got the names tonight, has seconded the amendment.
Could you just say it again, please? That we explore and advocate within the town centre for a child health centre.
Can I suggest, Councillor Quinton, the staff sent through the form last week to provide feedback on the town centre master planning process. So if councils have not also provided that feedback through that process, that would be helpful.
I did provide my feedback. I did do that. This is would have been helpful in, if this was a workshop.
Okay. Councillor Hamilton, you wanted it read out?
Sorry, she had. Councillor Quinton has read it out.
Do you have that?
Sorry, you did ask... You asked the staff a question there and it's got lost in the translation there.
Which question? Sorry.
This addition is not posing any problems, is it? Because I can't see it posing a problem.
I guess what we're doing is exploring and advocating. It is sort of a step removed from where we're at the moment in terms of the Town Centre Master Plan, which is a project we've resourced for this planning cycle.
So just before we proceed, I do have one more question. During my email exchanges, we discussed that in April, I think it is, that we will be going through a whole project workshop type, loving, for lack of a better word. So if this is incorporated in this, discussion can proceed in April for...
Absolutely.
That, because by then I'm assuming that the Town Centre Master Plan will be completed.
Yes.
Right. Okay, fine.
Thank you.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, you can ask a question.
I'm just mindful of a previous discussion where we talked about Ashfield.
So the question is for the staff at this
point.
So
the question is, we have the Town Centre Master Plan. Ashfield is not necessarily that... in the town centre as such, but that is another possible site for a child health centre in the future, being the area with the greatest number of young families at this point in Bassendean town south, town council. So, is it appropriate to still leave it in as something that we're looking at for the town centre plan, or is it something that we would look at as in a more general sense?
Through you, Madam Mayor, I would make an observation that on page 31 we do have a project/action called Implement the Land Asset Strategy. The Land Asset Strategy, which was presented to Council earlier this year, does make some commentary on the child health clinic and does note that the child health clinic function could be accommodated elsewhere in the district, including in a multi-purpose community hub at Bassendean Oval or Ashfield Reserve, and any decision on that location would need to be informed by the Department of Health. So it is already captured by virtue of the land asset strategy and the reference to that strategy within this draft CDP.
Thank you. Is that a question, Councillor Hamilton?
So my question would be back to Councillor Quinton. Would it not be better to put that into that land asset strategy under 3.2.1? Because it actually is in the land asset strategy. I've read that and it is in there. To explore options for the infant health clinic.
Is it there or 4.1?
As a separate item, just put it
in
there.
Would that be your recommendation, Mr. Gibson, to, if councils wanted to include something specifically about...
Sorry, I should have asked the staff.
...clinic to include it under 3.2.1?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd suggest it would probably, given Councillor Williams' comments about the location and not wanting to potentially restrict it to a particular location, there may be merit in, if it is to be included, having it as reference under the land asset strategy as opposed to the town centre redevelopment, which is for Bassendean exclusively.
Okay, Councillor Quinton.
Then I would like to change my amendment to say that we would implement the land asset strategy, in particular a child health centre, with emphasis on a child health centre.
We can't implement it. We only received it.
It says implement.
So it says implement recommendation. Oh, hold on. I'm keeping
it on mine. Actually, it does, doesn't it?
I have a question. My recollection was that we only received the draft land asset strategy.
Yep.
We make no commitments to anything contained therein.
We did.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
And I guess the key element that's missing in all of this is the long-term financial plan. So that was developed some time ago by the previous administration. We've got a brand new SCP, a new corporate business plan that now needs to talk to that. And so that needs to be realigned.
Yeah.
Given the nature of the discussion, I'd like to move a deferral motion on this item.
Okay, is there a seconder for the deferral motion? Okay, is there anybody against? I'm against. Okay, so we'll put it to the vote. All those in favour of deferring? Councillor Wilson, Quinton and Ganger. All those against? Councillor McLennan, Barty, Hamilton and McLennan. So that it's not deferred.
All right, let's go through it line by line.
So,
yeah.
Let's have the workshop.
Okay, councillors, there have been opportunities to provide feedback on this, and it is now the end of October. If we don't move on with this, it is just going to hold up all of the projects we're going to deliver for the rest of the year. There is the opportunity again in April, which is only in about 5-6 months' time, for us to get the following project sorted out. But this is an interim for the next 5 months or so, and this is going to allow us to then have conversations beyond the next 5 months. So at the moment, we have Councillor Hamilton has moved the officer recommendation. I've seconded it with the amendments Councillor Hamilton proposed. Councillor Quinton, you were then putting forward an amendment. Are you withdrawing that, or do you still want us to consider your amendment?
I'll withdraw it.
Okay. Are there any other amendments councillors would like to consider?
May I ask a question before we proceed to the vote? Because 3.2.1, where we have under actions, implement recommendations of local planning strategy, may I ask through the chair, the administration, we only received that...
I apologise. That's why I got confused before.
Yes.
Councillor Wilson?
I would like to move an amendment.
Yes.
That on page 31, we're at 4.1.1, where it says implement land asset strategy, I propose to replace the word implement with develop.
We have developed the land asset strategy.
With respect, I think the staff have developed the land asset strategy, but that's not been adopted by council.
What I'm getting at is that if you say develop, it's not going to give clarity around what you're actually seeking, seeing as the staff have developed one.
Well, the clarity that I'm seeking relates to the fact that we can't implement something that doesn't yet exist.
Okay. So we have developed a land asset strategy which council received. Prior to any of those land assets being progressed in any way, a decision of council would be required. So the land asset strategy was to really give a strategic overview of the portfolio of our land assets with some potential options for the future. Prior to progressing any one of those, it would be brought back to council. The land asset strategy would be updated on an ongoing basis and would also be linked to our long-term financial plan.
May I suggest a change of word there then?
Yes, you may.
Instead of implement, refine land asset strategy. Because at the moment we've only received that land asset strategy. We haven't had a workshop on it, and I do believe that when we received the document, there was discussion about having a workshop on it eventually.
We did have a workshop on it, but I think we're seeking further workshops.
Yes,
is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. So if we refine the land asset strategy, we're not implementing it, we're not developing it,
okay,
but we are...
Wilson, are you happy to... Is that agreeable to you?
No.
So you want the staff to go and develop a new asset management strategy?
No, for council to endorse a development asset strategy.
Okay.
So it may be something council may wish to revisit and review after the town centre master plan, given a number of the assets have been identified in the town centre, and in terms of thinking about what council want to do with the recommendations emerging out of the master plan, the land asset strategy would be one of the vehicles that could be leveraged from. So it may be timely to review.
Councillor, so my concern with your wording is that the staff have already developed it, so I'm not sure with your change of wording what it is going to achieve.
With respect, Your Worship, the staff provide and develop documentation and provide advice to us all the time, but that documentation doesn't take on any formal status until such time as it's been endorsed or adopted by council. At the moment, it is a draft document that we have received to read, but it has no further status than that. So if the wording here says implement the land asset strategy, people might be confused as to thinking that that document has a formal status, which it does not.
So is that a question?
So can I ask the staff, clearly councillors around the table are looking to have either a further workshop on the land asset strategy. I concur with your view that this should happen after the town centre master plan is created. So if we have review the land asset strategy, would that be suitable to everyone around the table? Because I concur with the desire to explore the land asset strategy more thoroughly. And I'm just looking for the right word that will go in there, because I think implement's the wrong word. So would review...
Yes, that's acceptable to me.
Okay.
Okay, so we've got for 4.1.1, which currently is a project of implement land asset strategy, the proposal is to change the wording to review land asset strategy. I'm happy to second that. Is there anybody against that? Okay, so that becomes part of the substantive motion now. Are there any other amendments? Okay, so we'll go back to adopting the corporate business plan with the amendments from Councillor Hamilton and the amendment from Councillor Wilson. Is there anybody against?
All those in favour? That is carried unanimously. Thank you, everyone. 12.7 is the adoption of the delegations register. Can I ask you again, CEO, to just outline the changes that have occurred since the briefing session for practice?
Certainly. Probably the significant one was in relation to tenders for goods and services. So under the during COVID, under the regulations, the CEO's powers extended from 150 to 250 in terms of tenders. So there was a proposal last week to extend that further to 500,000 for efficiency purposes, but I sense some discomfort amongst some councillors, so we've dropped that back to 250.
Are there any questions for the staff? Councillor Wilson?
Thank you, Your Worship. I'm just finding the page number now.
23.
So it's a particular delegation that relates to the seizing of property. Just scrolling through now, sorry. Performing. I believe. page 36.
In the attachments.
Page 36 of the delegation register document.
Yeah.
Recovery of rate sticks, actions to take possession of land. And my question is, so if there's, if this were delegation were to pass unamended, would that give the CEO the right to initiate proceedings to take possession of property without reference to council?
The intention would be through the chair. It's not something that's ever taken lightly, and there are a lot of hoops to go through in order to get to that point. It is, however, one of those delegations that if council chose for the CEO not to have this delegation, it wouldn't actually impair the register or the ability for council to deal with it, given that it's very rarely taken in most circumstances. So if council chooses not to adopt this, it's really not something that I think the town has ever gone down that path in the past.
Are you proposing to remove that from the delegations register?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm happy to second that. Are you moving the delegations register then? Adopting it?
Yes.
Yep, okay. Well, I'm happy to second it with that amendment. Anything further, councillors?
Sorry, thank you, Worship. Could I just get on saying with that, then any subsequent involvement or even implementing that process would then have to come to council right through the process if we remove this delegation?
I'd have to renew the act.
Sorry?
I'd have to renew the act in relation to at what point council
gets involved. So we don't know if we remove this from the delegation, at what point are we required to be involved, and whether or not it would be an involvement right through every step of the process should this be removed tonight.
I think we've also got the hardship policies that have been implemented by council more recently, and a number of ratepayers have taken that up. So certainly in my time here this has never come up, but
I would also say through the chair, it's a case of, to respond to Councillor Gandel's comment, at any stage council can if this was to go up to council and say it is proposed that council initiate this, you could then delegate to the CEO to go through that process once council has said, yeah, we would like to initiate it, and then the CEO can be delegated the authority to step through it. Also, the Act at times will sometimes require you to go back to council for final decisions, or so it could be a situation where once you've initiated it, you then delegate to the CEO, and then the CEO refers back to council when it's done and done.
Thank you. Councillor Hamilton?
Correct me if I'm wrong. To get to that process seems to be a rather long process, if I'm reading this document correctly. And I believe from the briefing last week that you advised me that these delegations are reviewed every year.
Yes.
So if we remove this currently out of this delegation and review it next year, by that stage, I don't think we... Correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think we have any property seizures on the books at the moment. No. Okay, so because it says here that, where is it?
There previously hasn't been this delegation in place either.
Yeah. So I think that if we pull it out for this year, review it next year if need be, but I would assume that this is a very long, drawn-out process, and since we're reviewing the delegations next year anyway.
Okay, are there any further questions? So Councillor Wilson has moved the delegations register with his amendment. I second it. Is there anybody against? Councillor Ganger, would you like to debate Councillor Wilson?
I waive my moving rights and reserve my right of reply.
Thank you. Councillor Ganger.
Okay. Thank you, Your Worship. Look, I'm personally not comfortable not understanding and knowing the exact processes that are undertaken in relation to this particular item should this occur. I also believe that we should, as much as possible, in relation to legal ramifications, keep an arm's length, if you like, from these types of decisions. Obviously, these aren't made lightly. There are a number of processes that are gone through, a number of hurdles that that the town implements in order to get the recovery of the rates prior to the possession of the land. I just think once it comes to this stage and we're looking at taking possession of the land, that is very clearly in my view, an administrative task that the administration, with our legal advice, should undertake, and council should not be involved in that process. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Gager. Would anybody else like to speak? Councillor Wilson?
No, thank you, Your Worship. We do not currently delegate this power to the CEO. What is being proposed here is a change which would remove our council's decision-making function in regard to actions to take possession of land away from the elected representatives and give that to unelected staff. I'm deeply uncomfortable with the idea that our town would remove property from any of our neighbours without that being a decision made by our council. You talk about the legal ramifications. Well, they will be exactly the same as the status quo because that's what's currently in place. All I'm proposing is that we keep the status quo in place.
Thank you, Councillor Wilson. So I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? Councillor Wilson, Quinton, Barty, Hamilton and McLennan. And against is Councillor Gangell and McWilliams. So that is carried. Moving on to 13.1, which is the notice of motion from Councillor Wilson in relation to the provision of 360-litre recycling bin. Councillor Wilson, it seems like your motion is something that the staff are already implementing, so it doesn't seem like there's any issue whatsoever with it being supported. Did you wish to say anything at all? Okay, so Councillor Wilson?
I'm happy to take questions from Council if you'd like to.
Thank you, Your Worship. Can I get an understanding of the overall cost of the process that we've just been through in relation to the implementing of the FIGO and the three bins? I think to memory that was many hundreds of that, and I appreciate we've got grants for it, but I believe to memory is many hundreds of thousands of dollars that we've spent in implementing the process that we just have. Can I just get confirmation of the rough ballpark?
How is that relevant to this motion?
Well, you'll find in my debate.
staff can get back to you. Don't you have the specifics at this point in time, do you?
Yeah, I can give probably a round figure if that's who gets to the chair.
Yes, thank you.
So through the chair, through the mayor, approximately we've spent $650,000 on the FOGO rollout. That's part of the state program to introduce three bids.
Thank you.
Councillor Gander, can I remind you in the debate not to reflect negatively on council?
I have no intention on doing that.
Councillor Quinton?
Yeah, just a quick question. Do we know how many other councils have introduced this 360 bin? And would it be possible, should this motion pass, to speak to those councils and ascertain the savings of the introduction of the 360
letter bin? Yeah, through the mayor. Yes, we can talk to other councils. In terms of the numbers of councils adopting 360 letter bin, I'd have to take that on notice. The order would be approximately 15 to 20 off the top of my head. And yeah, we can have discussions with them about the savings that they've realised and the costs incurred.
So, just correct me if I'm wrong, this motion is just asking for a report which you were already bringing to councillors before the end of the year or early next year in relation to different options, which was going to include the 360 litre option anyway.
Yeah, so we through the chair, we broadly bring back the options and the approximate costs to the workshop to council in December, and then we look to formally bring the item back to council as a workplace plan action before the end of the financial year to include it. For next financial year.
Thank you. Councillor Hamilton? Sorry, Councillor
Gander. I just have a question through the chair for the staff. I understand that you're bringing a whole lot of information back to us in December in respect to our entire waste strategy. Is that too soon to actually know what sort of benefits might be coming through the container deposit scheme? I would think it would be at this early stage, but in any case, it probably doesn't have that much relevance to council.
It's not going to influence your vote on this motion. I think.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's exhausted. So, sorry, Councillor Gander.
Yes, thank you. Just one further question for myself. With the existing bins, when we change over, if we go to a larger bin, what happens to those? Do we have a buyback scheme, or what? Will we try to sell them off, or we just have to dispose of them?
Thank you, Councillor. Through the chair, I think that would constitute part of the report in terms of what the cost would be.
Yep.
Councillor Gangel, I might be wrong, but I don't think anyone is proposing rolling out new 360 recycling bins across the town. It's an option that would be potentially provided. It's a different scenario to introducing the FOGO system.
Okay. I'll listen to the debate.
Okay, Councillor Quinton.
I second the motion.
Thank you.
Oh, I was very good.
Okay, would you like to speak to a motion, Councillor Wilson?
Thank you, Your Worship. For the avoidance of doubt, what I propose here is that the report advise us what the implications would be if we were to add the option of a 360 litre recycling bin for those people who choose to have it, and then what the cost would be and what that would look like as an additional fee or charge for those people who choose to have that as a part of their business. it's good to see in the officer comment that this would form part of the discussions for the waste plan. The reason I moved the motion was just to remove all doubt that it would be a part of the discussion and to provide, I guess, feedback and guidance to the staff about including this as a topic of discussion. As I drive up and down the street, looking at the rubbish bins on bin collection day, as I want to do, I notice that about one in eight bins in my locality, recycling bins, are full to overflowing. That concerns me because I think if people's recycling bins are full to overflowing, there's a high likelihood that recyclables will be going into the general waste bin and not being recycled. And I think when we received officer advice about the waste survey that was done, 15%, I think, was about the figure, 20%. of the items in the general waste bin were in fact recyclables, and I think it would be advantageous of the town to provide the option of a large recycling bin for those families who need them, so that we can increase our diversion from landfill into proper recycling. And if capacity constraints are a problem for some households, then I think we should offer the option for those households to have larger capacity, so that we can get better diversion.
Thank you.
Councillor Gandra?
Did you have a question,
Councillor? Yes, I do have a question. Yes. I think I've shared with the council before, coming across somebody who was most incensed about not being able to have a certain size bin, but mainly because he was doing a renovation of a house and using the recycling bin and the general waste bin to put rubbish in.
Just William, I don't need to cut you off, but are you asking a question?
Yeah, I am. So I'm just mindful that when I ask the question, could this be abused further?
Well, and I think there's the option for anything to be abused through you, Your Worship. But we currently provide a range of options and size options to meet the needs of different households, but we do not do so for recycling. And I think, given my anecdotal observations, at least that one in eight households in my local vicinity are struggling with the capacity that they have, that I think we should.
Well, we can make that decision once we have the report, and I'm sure we can discuss all of those things at the time of the workshop. Councillor
Gandra? Thank you very much, Your Worship, and I thank Councillor Wilson for allaying my initial interpretation of his motion that after rolling out a $650,000 program across the town, we're looking to add additional bins. But this, I'm assuming, would be on the sole cost to the household that wishes to have the bin provided. What I will say is, whilst I do not have an issue if it is user pays, but I would be, as Councillor McWilliam has just mentioned, I'll be very keen and very eager to actually see how our current system is working, how it's implementing, what is the contamination rate prior to looking at moving to larger bins for other purposes, because I potentially have a differing view than Councillor Wilson, where I think having a smaller general waste bin could then lead to additional flow over effects to say, well, it fits in that bin, so we'll just put it in there and put it out to the road, because that comes every week with your green waste, and then the other week with your recycling. So that would be only my sort of holdback, is just waiting to see the results and how we're going currently with cross-contamination. Thank you.
Wilson, do you have anything more to say? Put that to the vote. All those in favour? That is carried unanimously. 13.2 is Councillor Hamilton's notice of motion recognising late Tina Klein. Are there any questions on this item? Would you like to move here? Is there a seconder for the motion? Councillor Quinton. Is there anybody against? That is carried unanimously. Councillors, are there any notices of motion for next month that people would like to announce? There's no urgent business, so we'll move on to confidential. Can I have a mover to go behind closed doors? Councillor Wilson. Councillor Hamilton seconded. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. So if we can please turn off the recording.